Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode number of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I think we're on seventh episode. We'll go with that. I'm recording this on Father's Day, so you'll see it tomorrow on the day after Father's Day. But hopefully all the fathers out there had a good Father's Day and whatever else. I don't have any kids, so I just had lunch with my neighbors, who also have no kids. Whatever. Okay, so what's going on in the news this week? I don't know. I need to start writing this stuff down. You'd think I would know these things, but I don't. Since we have been starting off with Wiener news, I guess we can go ahead and jump right into some Wiener news. Not much left of Wiener. He resigned, got heckled by some Howard Stern guys, which is pretty funny. I think that's amusing. Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler, has offered Representative Anthony Wiener a job in his internet group. Larry says, again, I cannot emphasize enough the genuineness of this offer. We are a serious corporation, which, as you know, has been heavily involved in the political environment of the country over 35 years. Our key missions have consistently included the crucial fight of battling hypocrisy within the federal and state governments. Flint Management Group, LLC, and Hustler Magazine have been dedicated to decades of serious political commentary, just as we do not undertake insincere political crusades, we do not make insincere job offers. One of the comments on this thread says, they share politics and hobbies. Sounds like a win. I don't have to write any jokes. Everybody else does it for me. The job offer could be described as a real dick move, couldn't it? Wow. Larry wants to milk Wiener's every last drop of political potential. Wow. Why not? You know what? I respect Larry Flint for the stuff he does with that. He's always, it might seem kind of crappy trying to find fault with politicians, but someone's got to do it, and I don't have the money to pay people for information like that, so good for him. Be interesting. I know there was a lot of talk about, after the resignation of Wiener, what he's going to do next. Is he going to go? Everybody kind of figures his career in politics is pretty much shot his load on that one. I don't know if that's true. Maybe not. In a country where we will elect former WWF wrestlers for governor, movie stars for governor, movie stars for president, I don't know. Anything could happen. He might just end up being on CNN, what's his name? Spitzer from New York, after he was caught banging hookers. Could have a job on TV now. Everybody knows who he is. So. Or maybe he'll be a Daily Show correspondent. That would be great. Who knows? Enough of the Wieners. I'm kind of getting tired of the Wieners. There was some kind of rioting going on in Vancouver. I'm not even sure what this was about. Only thing I know about it is that this photo has been circling the internet of this couple making out in the street amongst the riots and the chaos. And it was one of those oh my God, this is such an amazing moment. Now I'm seeing that was not really what was happening. The photo's not fake itself, but it was kind of described as being a little out of context, I guess. According to this article on The Gothamist, the riot kiss wasn't staged, and it wasn't really a kiss. Evidently, this girl had fallen down. What is my dog doing? What are you doing? Stop it. Go lay down. Get out of here. Jeez. This girl had fallen down during the chaos, and a dude was helping her get up, seeing if she was okay. And from the photo, the angle of the photo was taken, it did look like they were laying down in the street, making out. So, that's too bad. That's a great photo. I just would rather have not known that was what the truth was. Sometimes I'd rather not know the truth. A lot of times I'd rather not know the truth. Do you want to know the truth about JFK assassination, speaking of? I don't know. Do we? Do we? Would we even believe it? It goes back to that story a couple weeks ago about Area 51 and the Roswell crash being the Russians instead of aliens that were that we shot down, it wasn't really aliens. Like, would anybody believe it? Nobody will. Like, you could come out and say, look, here's the truth. Here's exactly what happened. And no one would know. No one would know, and no one would believe it, and no one would care. It's like JFK is the same way. But here's a book that has a theory, a new theory. It seems to make a bit of sense. You've heard all the theories about the mob had Kennedy offed, the government had Kennedy offed, who knows. This theory says that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually trying to shoot Governor, was he the governor? John Connolly? Yeah, of Texas. He was trying to shoot him and missed and killed the president. I mean, he wounded Connolly, but he also was trying to kill him, I guess, with this. Apparently, when Lee Harvey Oswald was in the Marines, he was discharged with a less than desirable, title, I guess. It was discharged as undesirable. And he thought it was unfair, so he wrote a letter to Connolly to try to get him to help him get a better title, or a better I don't know what you want to call it, better position, better discharge paper. And Connolly basically said no, and so, you know, Oswald evidently wasn't all that sane, and when he tried to kill Connolly, he wounded him and killed the president. Which, you know, that makes some sense. Nobody really seems to have a good, all the theories you've heard about why, you know, he killed, or who killed, or whatever, you know, that maybe there were 12 gunners that killed him, who knows, the shooters on the grassy knoll, yeah, they're all kind of far-fetched. I guess this is just as bad as the other ones, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Let's see, what else did I have here? Drunk driver has sex in the back seat while going 85 miles an hour. This is an impressive story. I wouldn't recommend trying it, but basically this guy, let's see if I can find his name. I don't think it has his name on here. Lawsuits after car crashes are beyond common, but Fairfax County Courthouse, a lawsuit about a crash on a beltway last year, dropping a few jaws, making the rounds this week. This is what the lawsuit says. Paragraph 10, at the time of the collision, defendant was going 85 miles an hour. Paragraph 12, at the time of the collision, defendant was having sex with a female. Paragraph 13, at the time of the collision, defendant was driving admittedly drunk. And paragraph 14, at the time of the accident, defendant was partially or totally in the back seat of the car. How is that even possible? How do you... This is from the Washington Post. You're going 85 miles an hour having sex, drunk, in the back seat. I'd like to see someone drive from the back seat. I want to see someone do two of those things. Well, one of them being driving from the back seat. Drive from the back seat while drunk. I want to see that happen. I want to see driving from the back seat while having sex. I don't know. It's just that's an amazing, ridiculous feat. That's like a Jackass move. Maybe they'll have it on Jackass. I watched part of Jackass 3.5 last night, and those guys, they're creative if nothing else, and stupid. But yeah, I don't know. I also watched Source Code. It was okay. It was about what you'd figure. Jake Gyllenhaal and I forget the girl's name, but basically he keeps getting sent into this same situation, 8-minute situation on a train, figure out who blows up the train. It was all right. Yeah, it's kind of, whatever. All of the comic book movies that are out now, I've failed horribly this summer and seen none of them. I'm usually right on those things, all those geek movies. I've been talking about this for the whole time I've been doing this show. I have not seen anything yet. Green Lantern, I think, is it out now? Did it come out? Did it come out Friday? I don't remember. There's a story from the Skinny Sheik. I don't know if this is real. Basically, it says Ryan Reynolds, who plays the Green Lantern, stole the Green Lantern ring from the set. He said there was nothing actually there. He had it all in post-production. The only thing that was real that I could steal was the ring of the lantern, so I stole that. It was pretty cool. I want to see it. I kind of heard it sucked, though. Thor, kind of heard it sucked. What else? X-Men, First Class, kind of heard it sucked. I don't know. Do we have crappy Transformers to look forward to this year, or is that next year? God, that movie's so bad. Those Transformer movies are just... so screwed up. They're so screwed up. I hope they do a reboot and do it right next time. You guys all know this. I don't need to tell you. I don't need to tell you. One more thing here. Tara Reid is learning how to use Twitter. Here's what she has to say. You can look at this screenshot of her from her Twitter account. Wow. Yeah. Looking good there, Tara. Smart. Hey, but it's a certified account, so I don't know. It's a screen grab. It could have been altered, I guess. It needs some work. Hey, we can't all be Twitter masters, I guess. And let's see. One more. World's oldest light bulb has been on for 110 years. That's pretty good. I don't know where this is. This is from Time, I guess, Time magazine. I didn't read this story. I just was thinking I wasn't going to get to this. But on June 18th, the oldest working light bulb in the world will celebrate its 110th year. It has burned bright. The bulb, which hangs idly about in a fire station in Livermore. That's right near here. I should go check out the light bulb. It's not clear how this particular bulb has been glowing since it was installed in 1901. Lynn Owens, who is in charge of the light bulb centennial committee, says nobody knows how it's possible. It's a 60-watt bulb, and it's only turned on for about four watts, but nobody knows why it's kept burning. We've had scientists from all over the country look at the light bulb. It endured some glitches in 1901, a fraught week in 1937, and some random power outages all the way up to the 1970s. Originally donated to the fire station, the bulb was actually designed by Adolf Chalet, who, get this, originally competed with Thomas Edison to make the best light bulb in town. Well, yeah, how about that? Looks like the wrong man won. Or not. Edison was kind of about making money, so you don't want something that lasts forever, do you? No one will buy another one. Okay. I've been using, a friend of mine, Kazo, has been working on, I don't know where my phone is, I have to put a screenshot up here, working on a couple apps that will be coming out here soon. One's called Mobods, one is called Nigel. Nigel is just kind of another Twitter app, but it's kind of neat. And Mobods is kind of neat because you can post, it's kind of another, you know, post pictures kind of thing. But you can post pictures, you can post video, you can post audio, and, you know, do the usual social part of it where your friend, you know, other friends and look at their stuff. And, I don't know, it's kind of neat. I've got a beta version that I've been messing with and having some fun with that. And I'll let you know when it's available for everyone else to use, so you can look forward to that. This is Robot Underpants, part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. And that's going to be it. I'll talk to you next week. See you.